Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 23, starting in verse 13. Matthew 23, verse 13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, for you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel across sea and land to make a single proselyte, and when he becomes a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, if anyone swears by the temple, it is nothing, but if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath. You blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that has made the gold sacred? And you say, if anyone swears by the altar, it is nothing, but if anyone swears by the gift that is on the altar, he is bound by his oath. You blind men, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it, and whoever swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it, and whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits upon it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. You blind guides, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel. We've seen Jesus exercise a lot of patience, but I think that the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees have kept pushing him and pushing him that now is the time to declare their hypocrisy. Remember that we're coming close to the time in which he's going to be on the cross, so this needs to come out now. And I would state that up to this point, they've had time to change their mind. They've had opportunities to see what Jesus was doing, hear what he was saying, and change their mind, but instead, they continue to try to entrap him and try to accuse him. And so now he's going to lay it all out there very directly without, you know, holding back anything. And he's going to tell them, you're a bunch of hypocrites, and everybody needs to know that you're a bunch of hypocrites. Verse 23 and 24 really seems to sum up their biggest problem. And he says, you tithe these tiny things, mint, dill, cumin, but you neglect weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. So it wasn't a problem that they tithed to the nth degree. He says, these you ought to have done without neglecting the others. It was not a problem that they were tithing all these things. In fact, he's saying, that's good. You should be doing that. But at the same time, he's saying, but that doesn't mean that you get to neglect these other things. And when you really think about it, tithing in this way would have been easier than changing their attitudes and changing their heart in order to embrace these weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. By the way, if you want to think about that idea of faithfulness, make sure that you're here on Sunday morning to hear our lesson. The next part of our lesson on the fruit of the Spirit is going to be on faithfulness. So they're tithing these little things, and he says that's a good thing. But really what we need to realize is one doesn't make the other exempt. One doesn't make the other able to be overlooked. In other words, if you're doing one thing really well in your service to God, but you're completely neglecting another thing, the fact that you're doing one really well doesn't mean the other gets overlooked. Serving God is an entirety. Keeping his commandments is all of his commandments. There's no part of it we get to leave out because it's inconvenient or it's difficult. God has called us to do many difficult things, things that we're going to have that sacrificial attitude for. Now, verse 24 is interesting. He says, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel. Both were considered to be unclean as far as Jewish dietary restrictions goes. And so the imagery is, you know, they work so hard to make sure there's no gnats in their drinks, And then they turn around and swallow a camel, which is, you know, one of the largest unclean animals. He says, you work so hard for these little things and you neglect something that everybody can see and everybody can know and that you ought to know is unclean or is wrong. So they put all their attention on the minutiae and they're missing the whole point about God wanting man's heart. They will debate about every little thing. You know, we talked a little bit about the debate between the Pharisees and the Sadducees regarding the resurrection. And I'm sure that's not the only things that they debated about. But they'd have these debates and argue with one another and go and read their rabbinical teachings. But when it comes down to it, knowing all that doctrine won't make any difference because they haven't changed their hearts. We can know lots of Bible scripture, but if we don't allow it to change our hearts, then it's not doing us any good. Genuine service to God requires that we do change, that we become transformed. These woes that are pronounced upon the Pharisees and those that were with them, the scribes, these woes stand there as not just a condemnation of them, but a warning to us. And we have to heed that warning. He has given it that warning so that we can get our priorities right, we can get our heart right, we can do things right. I hope we are not neglecting the weighty matters of the law, those things that will come from the heart. But if we are, let's repent. Let's make some changes now while we can. And let's pray about these things. And as always, I thank you for listening and ask you to continue in prayer that God may be with us all.